Australia's immigration minister has cancelled tennis star Novak Djokovic's visa just days ahead of the Australian Open Championship on health grounds. Djokovic, who is unvaccinated, first had his visa revoked last week after landing in Australia. But a judge overturned the ruling and allowed the world number one tennis player to stay because he had been given a vaccine exemption. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison released the following statement saying, I understand that following careful consideration, action has been taken by the minister to cancel Mr. Djokovic's visa held on health and good order grounds on the basis that it was in the public interest to do so. He added that Australians have made many sacrifices during this pandemic and they rightly expect the result of those sacrifices to be protected. Sarah Clark joins us now live from Brisbane. Sarah, have we heard anything then from Novak Djokovic or his legal team?
We haven't heard anything from Novak and his Djokovic and his legal team as yet, but we do expect them to appeal this decision. And based on that, we do expect them to take it back potentially to the Federal Circuit Court in Melbourne over the weekend. Now, the Alex Hawke, the immigration minister, he always held these discretionary powers to overrule that court decision. And as a result, he did. He pursued that. The government has always stood its ground and said that rules are rules. We will uphold those restrictions, the tough border restrictions that have been place for the last couple of years, and they said that Djokovic failed to meet the criteria on entry. And now Djokovic, he could potentially be deported based on this decision. The Alex Hawke, the minister, said the decision was made on the grounds that it was in the public interest to do so and that Djokovic posed a risk to the Australian community. Now, the government simply said that last week the border forces stopped Djokovic at Tullamarine Airport and questioned him for hours. And it was his visa that was cancelled on the Thursday morning. He then spent time in the immigration detention in that hotel in Carlton. The court then overruled the visa cancellation. And on Friday, at around 6 p.m. in Melbourne, this is when the government intervened again and pursued what the line it had always upheld, that these border restrictions must remain in place and that the government wouldn't put in place any special treatment for the likes of tennis stars like Novak Djokovic. And as a result, 6 p.m. on Friday, that visa has been cancelled for a second time. And he does face not just deportation, but potentially a ban on re-entering Australia for another 3 years.
So, Sarah, is this about him not being vaccinated? Because, you know, of course, he said that he had and he had COVID before. So then, I guess, therefore, the visa, he was exempt from the visa because he had immunity. Does this mean that you can't get into Australia if you are not vaccinated, even if you've had COVID before? Or is this on some other grounds?
Well, the background to this is that Djokovic sought a medical exemption to travel to play in the Australian Open, and that was approved by Tennis Australia. And that request for exemption to travel and to be granted entry into Australia was approved by two panels, one being the medical panel or a board of medical specialists based by the Tennis Australia. They approved that. The government then simply said that Djokovic didn't meet the criteria to enter Australia because of his unvaccinated status. And I should note that the Australian Open, all tennis players must be vaccinated to play unless you get this medical exemption. Now, various evidence that Djokovic presented in the last couple of days in statements released by his Instagram noted that he had tested positive for COVID-19 back around mid-December. Since that that he was found to be positive, he did actually appear publicly in a couple of places. He also filled out, or one of the members of his team ticked the wrong box on his Australian travel declaration on landing, on entry, and the Australian Border Forces picked that up. So he's been put, a number of false statements have been certainly highlighted on his entry, and therefore the government says he doesn't meet the criteria. And I should also note that the Australians were polled in some polls around Australia overnight, I should say, more than 80% of people agreed that the government should deport Djokovic based on the fact that we've had these very tough border restrictions in place for the last 2 years. And the Prime Minister, if he was to grant an exemption for the likes of Novak Djokovic, the world's men's number one tennis player, if they had allowed for him to enter Australia and be exempt from some of those tough rules, then that certainly would have set a very dangerous precedent for other people entering Australia.
I'm sure this isn't the end of it. Thank you for that for now. Sarah Clark in Brisbane.